Hi, everybody. It's Brianna, and we are here with a special episode of Queer in the Valley podcast. Ron is out tonight as he takes the stage as Colonel Mustard in the Eau Claire Children's Theater's production of Clue. So we are here today to talk about voting. Early voting started today, October 20th, in Eau Claire. And so we're just going to throw some facts out at you. One in five LGBTQ individuals are not registered to vote. And even more so, 50% of those that are registered do not actually vote. LGBTQ rights are left at the hands of our elected officials, and it's our duty to make sure that we are electing pro-equality candidates to these decision-making offices. It is obvious in 2020 that we shouldn't even be debating LGBTQ rights, but yet we are, and yet is still a topic that is always in the forefront of elected officials and the administration and all that. So tonight we do have two of Eau Claire's own city council members, Kate Beaton and Andrew Worthman, and they're going to talk all about voting and the information you need for early voting and for day of voting. So stay tuned. Welcome to Queer in the Valley podcast, a podcast brought to you by the Chippewa Valley LGBTQ Plus Community Center, where we talk about current issues, pop culture, and all things pertaining to being LGBTQ in the Chippewa Valley. Today, we have our special bonus episode where we're talking to City Council members Kate Beaton and Andrew Worthman all about voting. Welcome back, everybody, to our special episode of Queer in the Valley podcast. I am here with our two Eau Claire City Council members, Andrew Worthman and Kate Beaton. If you guys want to say hi.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
Yeah. So we'll start with introductions. If you guys just want to do a quick spiel about your work with City Council and in the community and all that. So I will start with Kate.
Yeah, thanks, Brianna, for having us on tonight. I'm Kate Beaton. I am a city council member. I serve at large for the whole city of Eau Claire. I was elected in 2016 and have since been really focused on city level policy related to justice, social justice, affordable housing, environmental justice, and climate change. I do also work as a political organizer for a nonprofit in Wisconsin on environmental policy. So have been working super hard these last few months, both in my city council role and in my day job, trying to connect with voters and get them all the resources that they need to make a sound decision on who they're voting for and learn how to vote safely in a pandemic. So that's me.
And Andrew Worthman here. Thank you, Brianna, for having us on tonight. And just a short intro. I've been serving on the city council for 11 years. I'm first elected in 2009 and have really focused on a whole number of different issues, but environmental and sustainability have been a huge focus of mine, as well as affordable housing. I think just the importance of voting and how do we make sure that folks are accessing, being able to access voting is really important as well. So I'm glad that we're talking about that tonight. In my day job, I also work for a nonprofit on environmental policy, and that is a national nonprofit, however. Some of the issues that I've worked on in my career include things like supporting our national parks and funding for national parks, as well as clean energy investments and things like fighting factory farm pollution. And currently I'm actually also working on a campaign to save the critically endangered North Atlantic right whale, which there's only 400 of them left and we've lost 30 in the last 4 years. So I'm just really happy to be on with you and thanks for doing this.
Perfect. Thank you. So we'll just get right into the questions. So when this is released, it'll be October 20th, which is the first day of early voting in the city of Eau Claire. So it's kind of why we're doing this is we normally release our episodes on the third of every month, but that does lay with it on election day. So it's kind of pointless to talk about voting when, especially in Eau Claire, probably most people have already voted because of the pandemic. And so we just want to give people as much information regarding early voting as possible. So first of all, I guess the first question for us would be, why is voting important to you? Why it's important for the Chippewa Valley, Wisconsin, and our LGBTQ community?
I'll let you take it away, Kate.
Yeah, so this is such an important question, the why of what we, of why we vote, of voting. I think that, you know, the last 4 years has really shown us what can happen when people don't vote. And I think that we've seen, it's been abundantly clear what's truly at risk this year. We've seen certainly the rights of LGBTQ plus folks, but you know, the rights of everybody, truly, whether you are a person of color, maybe you are an immigrant to this country, whether you are, you know, trying to breathe clean air and clean water or find a safe place to live. There are so many things that, there are so many ways where that we've been failed as a people, and it's directly rooted to our elections and who we're electing to create our policies and to lead our country. And so it's really, it's been clear to me, the importance of voting. I truly believe that this is the most important election of our lifetime. Certainly, certainly in my lifetime, and only 28, but I think in these 28 years, this is certainly the most important election. But I think we'll find that this is really the most important election in my full lifetime. So I think that. Obviously, these national issues that we hear a lot about are really resonant and clear in our communities, and I think driving people to vote. But I think that we've also seen how voting and who we vote for has an impact on our state politics and also our local resources to serve people. So we are facing this year in the state of Wisconsin the potential to lose the Governor Evers veto. The state legislative Republicans only have 3 seats in each, the Assembly and the Senate, to flip from Democrat to Republican before the governor loses his veto. This is a really big deal, partly because, you know, there's a lot of really problematic things that we know would have been coming through the pipeline, through the legislature, but didn't because they would have been vetoed by the governor. Those things, you know, I work on environmental policy, and these are things like Foxconn that has already lost Wisconsin billions and billions of dollars on economic development. It's things like degrading our wetlands and our groundwater in the state of Wisconsin. These are things that didn't happen because the veto was in place. But really, more importantly, the governor's veto is going to be really important next year as we look at redistricting our legislative maps. Wisconsin is one of the worst in the country for gerrymandering, and we have an opportunity to fix it a little bit, I think, next year with the redistricting process. The governor can veto any maps that are wildly gerrymandered. And so to lose that veto would be a huge, devastating loss to our state. And then, you know, Andrew and I both serve on the city council, and we see every day how continued cuts to local resources by the state and federal government really limit our ability as city council members to serve the community in the way we need to be served and they deserve to be served. Our budgets are continually being constrained, and resources for things like affordable housing are just disappearing. And so really, whether you're talking about the President of the United States all the way down your ballot, there are so many important elections that affect our lives every day.
Yeah, and I, you know, I think Kate really covered how important this is. You know, just a couple things that come to mind. You know, since I was on city council, so much has happened in terms of LGBTQ rights and pushing those issues forward. In fact, when I first got on council, if you worked for a city and you were in a same-sex partnership, you weren't given any of the benefits or rights that other employees had. And we fought in 2011, we fought to make sure that if you worked for a city that you had the same benefit package just because you were in a same-sex domestic partnership that we felt that was important as a city and did it. And I remember, how monumental the Supreme Court decision was in 2015. Not only on the issue of same-sex marriage, but on all sorts of other issues. And now to hear some of those things be once again threatened by what we're seeing with Amy Coney Barrett and her viewpoints and even some of the Supreme Court justices, Clarence Thomas, talking about how they want to roll back some of these things, just is another reminder in my mind to how important it is that we have people elected who are actually thinking about justice and equal rights and these things for every person in our country, just how important they are. It's something that I think, we take for granted sometimes that we've moved forward in our country on these important LGBTQ issues, but it's not without saying that there are people who want to take those advancements away. And so it's just another part that I would like to add to this conversation.
Awesome. Thank you. And yeah, that's a very important part to add because just a couple of days ago, like you mentioned, the Supreme Court Clarence Thomas, they spoke openly about reversing the same-sex marriage ruling and stuff. And we are in the process of going through the Senate hearings for a new Supreme Court justice that has been infamously known to be anti-LGBTQ. And that's why it's important to elect pro-equality candidates to these decision-making positions, because they are supposed to work for us, but they're not. So I guess the next question, we'll just kind of go right into early voting, because it started today. It's October 20th, and early voting, especially during the pandemic, during COVID, is going to be really key on being safe. So if you guys want to talk about the procedures in place for early voting in the city of Eau Claire and how easy it is, what to expect, and all of that.
Kate, do you want to take that? I can too, but
I was just doing a quick
Google. You're the resident expert in Eau Claire on all things voting.
I'll just say that I've been I was letting you take the lead, Andrea. I want to find the exact times people can vote early. I will just say first, thank you for calling me the resident on all things early voting and voting in Eau Claire. I have been working literally for years to, even before the pandemic, to find ways to make it easier for people in Eau Claire to vote and to vote early. So thank you, Andrew, for that recognition. I will let you take it away, and I'm just gonna find the exact times to make sure that we have it right.
Yeah, so, and I think the first thing to point out is that if you have an absentee ballot, there are a number of ways for you to get that in. And one are that we have these secure ballot drop boxes across the city. We have four of them, one at City Hall, and then three at the Festival of Foods across town. Those are a very secure way to get your ballot in, make sure that it gets in, and you can track it as well online. I think it's myvote.org is the website. And then on top of that,
sorry, Andrew, the website is myvote.wi.gov, and that's how you track your ballot. Just want to make sure that folks have that right.
Don't go to the website that I said. and then On top of that is that you can mail in your ballot. One of the things that I've heard Kate say that is that if it's only 2 weeks to the election, you might want to consider doing the in-person absentee voting, which will be down at City Hall and starting on the 20th. And just because we don't know what the mail is going to look like, and we want to make absolutely certain that every vote gets in. And your other option, obviously, is Election Day voting. So, Kate, do you have the times pulled up for the early voting?
Yeah, I do. So, so like Brianna said, early voting is starting the day that this is airing, Tuesday, October 20th. Folks can go to City Hall to vote early just by driving up into their car. You don't even have to get out of your car or go inside. It's a great way to limit your exposure to people while also like casting a physical ballot that you're not relying on the U.S. Postal Service or Dropbox. I know a lot of folks are concerned about the security of their ballot, and I think that early voting is a really good way to both vote effectively and to ensure that your ballot is being handled properly, but also in a way to limit your exposure to other people and stop the spread of COVID-19. And so so the dates and times that you can early vote, again, it starts Tuesday, October 20th. That should be today, the day that this is airing. And it'll go through Friday, October 30th. That's the last day that you can early vote. The Monday before Election Day, there's no early voting. That's a common misconception. So Monday, November 2nd, there's no early voting. So then Tuesday, October 20th through Friday, October 30th, you can vote from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Monday through Thursday. Fridays is 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturday, October 24th, there's early voting from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, all of these options are early in-person drive-through voting, which is a huge, such a gift that we have here in Eau Claire. It's not something that all cities in Wisconsin are utilizing. And so I think we all feel very lucky to be employing that strategy here in Eau Claire. I will say too that even though it is drive-through voting, Andrew and my city council colleague and friend Jeremy Gregert would want us to mention that you can ride through on your bike or walk through. You do not have to have a vehicle to use the drive-through voting system. So, and then like Andrew said, if folks have already requested their ballot, we're recommending that folks use a Dropbox first, and if they do decide to mail, make sure to get it in the mail at least by October 20th, 2 weeks before the election. That is at the recommendation of the U.S. Postal Service. That 2 week window is what they're asking for. You can use a Dropbox for your mail-in ballot up until Election Day, I believe until 5 p.m. You can use that Dropbox, and so that's going to continue to be an option through Election Day. And then, yeah, beyond that, Election Day voting, in-person voting is always an option. I'd like to encourage people to consider their other options before making that choice. But if they do make that choice, make sure to make sure that you're registered ahead of time, and also make sure that you have all of your proper identification so that you limit your time and exposure in your polling place.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'm kind of just going to go off of what you just said with the first question. We should talk a little bit about our absentee ballot procedures, and because there's often a lot of misconceptions about absentee ballots and how, so like what you need for witness signatures and for stamps. You see those memes go around on social media that's like, put two or three stamps on to guarantee it going fast, or just like, it might be too big. What misconceptions can we debunk about our mail-in ballots? And then also, I guess, just about, let's start with that one. That's a big one.
Yeah, so I guess I'll start with the one that you mentioned, Brianna. There's not been any evidence to that I've seen that adding extra stamps gets your ballot more quickly. I would say, you know, if you really want your ballot to make it to the clerk's office, just send it in before October 20th. That's your surefire way to make sure it's there. It already comes with postage paid, or it should at least. And so all you would have to do is, fill out your ballot, put it in the envelope, sign your name, and then find a witness to sign their name and add their address, and then put it in the mail or a Dropbox. I'm trying to think of any other misconceptions around mail-in ballots. I guess, you know, there's obviously a lot of misconceptions coming from the White House about mail-in ballots and drop boxes. And I will say that, there's zero evidence of any of those shenanigans that the president is citing. There's zero evidence that that is happening in Eau Claire. All of our drop boxes here in Eau Claire are official City of Eau Claire drop boxes. Our postal workers are not throwing out ballots or anything like that. And so, folks should feel safe using the absentee ballot system. Andrew and I know our clerk, our city clerk personally.
She's great.
She's wonderful, and she's worked extremely hard to make this election more secure, as has the U.S. Postal Service and the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Perfect. And to that extent, I think it's important to add that you have to have your mail-in ballot. They have ruled that it has to be there by election day, or it will not be counted. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Because I know that's really important, because that's sometimes, because I know that people were pushing for an extended period of time after the election for it to still be counted. But as of right now, it has to be there by election day.
Yeah. So that was the court case that said that it could show up with, 6 days, still be counted even if it showed up 6 days past election day. But that is no longer standing. And the current rule is that your absentee ballot has to be received by the clerk election day.
Perfect. And then, so if you still need to request your absentee ballot, you can go to the myvote.wi.gov website and request it there. You do need to have your photo ID to do it, but it's super easy. You literally just take a picture of your ID, the front of it, and you upload it. If you have, you can even track your ballot on MyVote, which is really great. So if you have requested it and you have not received it, please check there to see if it's been sent out. If you don't see the information, you need to contact your city clerk, municipal clerk ASAP. That's important too, since we are getting down to the wire with voting. One of the big things with voter registration regarding LGBTQ individuals is intimidation at the polls when it comes to registering, especially for transgender individuals. There has been a push for like a gender X identification card and all that, but that is not really going anywhere. Obviously, we're at a standstill in the state legislature in Wisconsin. And then there's COVID, so literally nothing's happening. And just so folks know, there is technically like poll workers have to do reasonably assembled. They're not allowed to look at your gender on the ID card. And like, as long as your name or your photo reasonably looks like you or sounds like, so same last name or such, they can't tell you you're not allowed to vote or register. Is that correct?
I'm not 100% sure on that, but that sounds right. I'm not as up to speed on issues around this particular topic.
Yeah, no, because we've seen several cases of transgender folks going to the polls, and because their name is different, a poll worker refuses to register them or tell them their ID is not right. So I think I talked to like Fair Wisconsin, the Human Rights Campaign, and they all said that it just has to reasonably resemble, which is really hard to say, reasonably resemble you. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah. One thing I would
There are voter protection hotlines that folks absolutely should use if they run into any issues like this. You know, our poll workers are amazing. They're literally coming out in a pandemic to you know, risking their health to make sure that people vote. But truly, you know, they don't know all the laws, and they may, you know, make a mistake or be bringing some biases to the polls, and folks should be you know, knowing here that they do have rights as voters, and if they're running into situations where their rights are being violated, they should be using a voter protection hotline.
Yeah, and I would share that number. That's 608-336-3232. 608-336-3232. And the other thing I would add to that is that a lot of times if you go to the polls and they tell you, you know, sometimes they'll say, well, you need this other documentation or you need some other, you know, whatever it is. I would just ask folks to stick with it, right? Because oftentimes I see that happen where, you know, people run into a problem and they're having trouble figuring it out. But 99% of the time, there's a way to make sure, you know, and I've seen this a lot with students where they're not sure which bill can count for registration, or maybe they just moved to their new, you know, new apartment or whatever it is. And oftentimes just with, you know, sticking with it and saying, I'm determined to make this happen, I'm going to vote, find a way, you know, they can do that. And it's unfortunate that it, and I've seen it over the last decade, there's all these moves to make it harder to vote. And you know, you used to be able to go into a polling place, and if your friend vouched saying that you were that person, you could register. And we've moved so far away from wanting, you know, everyone to have the right to vote and making it incredibly difficult. But I would just encourage everyone to stick with it and know that like 99%, even higher times, you're going to have everything, hopefully, you know, that will help you register and make sure that your vote is counted. So just stick with it. And if you need help, definitely get in touch with the hotline.
Perfect. Thank you. I think that's a really great place to end. Just a reminder for all of our listeners, if you do need a witness signature, the center is happy to be your witness. So just contact us at info@cvlgbt.org Facebook message us, and we will gladly let you into our center and witness signature for you. And also just remember that 1 in 5 LGBTQ individuals don't register to vote, and 50% that do still don't vote on election day. And LGBTQ rights are at the hands of our elected officials, and right now it's a huge topic in the administrations that we have. So thank you so much, Andrew and Kate, for taking your time out of your night to talk to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for all that you're doing to encourage and inspire folks to make sure to get out and vote.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.